This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to hear, we call this Bizarre ER. Mm-hmm. So we would take any story you have, not just any story. It's like, oh, I stubbed my toe and I had to go to the ER. Nope. It's got to be like some weird reason you were at the ER. Or if you're an ER nurse, we can VD you.
Yep.
And
voice disguiser.
And you can tell us about the weird things. But I also kind of want to niche in a little bit. Has anybody driven themselves to the ER when it was real bad?
No, I've thought about it.
Okay, 303-222-5423. First call here, it's Aaron.
How many times?
Yeah, no, so I thought about it.
Yeah. Every time it happens, every time I need
There's been a couple of times where I'm like, oh man, I might need to go to the ER. I'll just drive myself. And then I don't go and it's fine.
They have valet there, right?
They do.
I have absolutely shoulder rolled out of my own car and just left it there. Because I come from a family where, like, first off, we wouldn't go to the hospital unless it was ER.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Right? And then, well, you can't afford more than one of you to leave the house.
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever.
Okay.
So, like, I had a kidney stone. I had to go. I was on the air. I had to go. Like, Greg and Bo weren't going to take me.
Rude.
Yeah.
We would
draw straws to see who would take
you. And that's the thing.
We'd call you an Uber.
Yeah. One of us might take you.
I didn't know I had a kidney stone. I just thought I was dying.
Ugh. That's...
Because your first kidney stone, now when I get them, I'm like, I can drive myself to the ER backwards with my eyes closed. But like, that first time, but you're just like, you have no choice.
Yeah.
You gotta just...
I have driven myself, granted, not ER, but I had to go to Children's when I got my kidneys biopsied.
Okay.
Drove myself there and back. That's as close as I get.
This is not a badge of honor to be like...
Still under anesthesia.
And they let you?
Yeah, it's just a numbing shot. You're fine.
I told him I was fine.
All right. Do you have a bizarre ER?
Kinda. I didn't drive myself, but I went, it was, I think, my junior year of high school in like the vice versa dance.
Yeah.
Where the girls asked the guys.
Sadie Hawkins.
Sadie Hawkins. Okay, we called it vice versa.
Okay.
And my date got very, very sick at the dance, and they had to have an ambulance come to the dance, and they took her away, and...
You kept on dancing.
Was I supposed to go with her?
No.
God, it's weird. Like, she's like 15. Like, her parents showed up and it's kind of like, I could go.
Did her parents go with her?
Yes, they rode in with her.
Do you think you're okay?
Okay.
Do you think that maybe her illness was a way to get away from you? And maybe that she didn't
she
want you to come
it?
With? Yeah.
She'd rather have a massive ambulance bill than continue to
dance with
you. Go
for the copay of the century to get out of...
She had seen my dance moves. She's like, I'll do anything to get out of here.
Really?
Yeah. It's uncomfortable because at that point, the parents come and the parents are like, random high school boy, get out of here.
Yeah. They met you, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, it was my girlfriend. Like, we were dating.
Was that the end of it? Because you didn't go?
No, it wasn't.
Clung on till she cheated.
Yeah, it was that one.
Oh, yeah. No. Oh, man, I was hoping it wasn't.
She gave me so many chances. Man up.
All right. So if you've got a weird experience in the emergency room, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423. That's the phone number. That's the text line. I've known a lot of nurses.
Mm-hmm.
And like, they're supposedly, can anybody explain HIPAA? Like, as long as they don't tell you the name of the person, I think they can tell you stuff.
Yeah.
They could call right now.
I don't know
now.
If they can say age, but yeah, nothing that would give away identification.
Because the if you don't have nurse friends, you're missing out because they just have stories upon stories. And it's usually just people trying to shove things in their body and in places they shouldn't go for, like, sometimes for pleasure, but a lot of times just to be funny. It's like just a bunch of dudes sitting around. I was like, can you fit? And it's like, yeah. And they're like, ugh. And then everyone panics and just runs.
Yeah.
Like,
which is you got to drive. If you make your friend do that, you got to drive him to the ER.
That's what I'm saying.
That's bro code.
But you also can't, you don't want to be the guy bringing the guy there.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because I remember distinctly, I don't remember how he got to the hospital, but it was one of our friends. We were all riding our bikes and his seat had broken off of his bike.
Oof.
But do you remember being a kid and riding your bike? Like, most of the time,
you're standing.
You stand up.
Exactly.
When you're really trying to get a good pump on. So he was like, he'd still go. We were like, because we needed to weld this seat back together to put it back on.
Okay.
So then we went to Jaeger Hill in Longmont, if anybody from Longmont knows what that is. We're doing all these jumps and stuff, and he did a jump, and then just instinctively on the bottom half of the jump, he sat. And he and the bike
became one.
And as any good friends do in a situation where your friend is bleeding profusely stuck to his bike, we all just scattered. Everybody just went home.
Oh my God.
You know, what are you going to, I'm not going to.
Your friend just became a transformer.
I understand.
Their parent.
I get it.
We're going to get in trouble.
I'm not going to be the one to, hey, say, Mrs. Johnson, here's your new Optimus.
Meet Transformers. More than meets
But
the
anyway,
eye.
So that's a bizarre ER story. My assumption is,
did he pedal himself?
That he had to.
You don't know? You didn't talk to him after?
No, you can't be friends with a guy who's.
Oh my God.
Who's had a bike be a part of.
He moved.
No, you never asked a specific question of. But like, you know, if you get shot with an arrow, right? You know this. Or rebar, like you step on something, you don't take it out.
Right.
You let them take it out. Because if it's got a knob or something on it, like if you got shot with an arrow, they cut it and then pull it the rest of the way through. You don't want to pull the arrowhead back through,
right? You can
do
more damage that way.
Yeah.
You could bleed out.
You don't want to pull the huffy out. You got to go to the ER, Strider bike style.
Just ride your bike there.
Yeah. If you got a call like that, please.
If you
front of the line.
Transform. So are we sticking with bizarre ER? We've got three topics going.
Mm-hmm.
Bizarre ER, drove myself to the ER, I was a transformer. I was half man, half battery pack. Whatever you combine. Okay. We're just gonna stick with bizarre ER, shall
sure.
we?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
We want to hear your bizarre ER stories, 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for weird things that happened to you on the way to the ER.
If you drove yourself to the ER.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
One texter said that she did when she was in labor. Props to you.
Yeah. Krisha, guess what? My ex-wife drove herself to the hospital for baby number two.
Wow.
I was alive at five.
Huh. Yeah. Show's got to go on.
All right.
I'm sorry, Krisha. Bizarre ER, what happened to you?
Well, I was worried. I drove myself to the hospital, but I was pregnant with my first baby, and when my water broke, I
first baby.
Why?
Drove myself and the rest of the family to the hospital.
And the rest of the family?
Well, my husband was drunk.
Oh my gosh.
My mom had done a bunch of heroin.
But
why
is this
why
so
did
common?
You drive?
This made sense. I was the driver of the
no,
family.
No, it doesn't make sense.
In the car.
Okay, I'm just.
Why is this so common? Why are there now three people?
I'm a bad driver, okay?
I would say if I were pregnant and it was a choice between me driving and you driving, TAC, I would definitely drive myself.
Okay, yeah, same.
I don't. Have I ever been in a car with you?
What's that?
Have you driven me anywhere?
I don't think so.
I've driven behind
just
you.
Just Aaron once and never again.
All right. Thank you, Krisha. You're a mad woman. Sarah.
Hi.
Yay.
Bizarre ER. What happened to you?
It's almost the ER. It's labor and delivery. So this mom got rushed in. It was the week of Halloween. And I'm a student, so I'm supposed to be, you know, paying attention to what's going on. And, you know, everyone's taking care of mom. Dad walks in a little drunk, dressed as a pirate.
Oh, my God.
Grandma's freaking out. Their six-year-old son is hiding underneath a desk, saying every cuss word under the moon.
Stay classy, Commerce City.
He's, like, whispering. He's like, and I'm like, is someone going to tell him to stop? Like, he's getting gradually louder. Mom's screaming, kids cussing. And I'm like, I cannot focus on anything.
There's a random pirate.
And also, then she's trying to have a baby in this madness?
Yes. And dad's just like stumbling around, like sweating a little drunk. And I'm like, this is crazy.
Show must go on.
Thank you, Sarah. Well, I think can we just set up like once a month? Just like a confession line for nurses.
Yes.
I feel like we could probably just keep doing nurse calls the rest of the day.
For sure.
Jackson?
Yay.
Bizarre ER, what happened to you?
I'm getting my gallbladder removed and my procedure kept being moved back because I couldn't eat for 10 hours before my procedure. Once I hit the 24-hour mark, the nurses felt bad and went and bought me Whataburger and brought it back to me to eat in my hospital bed.
I like that.
Where does Whataburger fit on you? I'm off the scale. I've never had it. Is it worth my time?
It's good. Yeah. It's kind of regional, 100%. I think.
Is it okay? Do you like Culver's, Jackson?
I do like Culver's, yes.
Attaboy. Yep.
Yeah. Where does it rank on the Culver's?
The more Culver's.
Thank you. Sorry.
I would like that. No. Don't bill insurance for my Whataburger.
Stephanie?
Yay.
We have disguised you. You got VD all over you. What's your bizarre ER?
So the guy was dating, we were having some pretty rough relations and playing with some toys and stuff. And I got kind of a scratch up there. And I thought it would be okay and a good idea to use peroxide on a cotton ball and put it up there. And
what? You did what? You what?
Okay.
So now you've got basically a science project.
Oh,
you're like the
God.
Baking soda volcano thing happening. You're like, sweet.
So I couldn't have bladder for a couple of days, so finally went to the ER. They had one doctor look at it. He said everything looked okay and healthy, but he couldn't find anything. So he had an OBGYN come over. She also couldn't find anything, and I told her how embarrassed I was, and she said, don't worry, things get stuck up there quite often. Most of the time, tampons, they don't remember, and they put those in and put another bit.
Yeah, but nobody shoves good peroxide after bad decisions. I'm just...
No more peroxide, but apparently coconut oil is antifungal and antibacterial.
Pro tips. Don't ever say you don't learn anything on the Slacker Show.
Yeah.
Sam?
Yay.
Bizarre ER. What happened to you?
We had an older gentleman come into the ER, and he did not want to tell us what was going on. The way he was walking, hunched over, everything, we thought that maybe it was his back. Come to find out, he had a pimple on his testicle that he had popped about 10 days prior, and he ended up getting an infection where his one testicle was the size of a grapefruit. So he ended up requiring to have surgery to remove that testicle because it had twisted off.
Okay. Oh, no. My gosh.
It would take me 10 days to get that fixed, too.
I don't want it.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
Let's rock out, everyone.
Ooh. News. News.
No! No!
News.
No!
News.
No!
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
Good evening. Welcome to the program. The Cullens are stepping out of Forks and into the spotlight.
Hold on. Is this Twilight?
Yeah, buddy. Yeah.
Can I ask you a weird...
They're coming to Fan Expo!
They're what?
They're coming to Fan Expo.
Does that mean what's his bucket Batman guy's coming?
No. Not the three main ones. But like Carlisle,
you know, this is called
Alice,
News or Nope, and I
Jasper,
haven't done a Nope.
Emmett?
So B players are coming. It's Saved by the Bell's coming, but it's just Screech. Wait, he's dead. No. Is he dead?
Yeah, he is.
He's dead. Rip. Sorry. But there's still good ones. And
no, they're not.
I will go dressed up to meet them.
Can you explain something to me?
Yeah, of course.
You're not old, but you're old enough to have outgrown Twilight.
You never outgrow Twilight.
But Mia did.
It'll come back.
I don't think it will.
It will, because the first phase of it is like you actually enjoy it. You like it. You love the movies. You love the books.
She bought the books. She did everything. Yeah.
I did too. And then I was like, that's trash. Why did I like that?
Yes. And that's where she is.
And then I came back in because I was like, the memes are hilarious. This is terrible. I kind of love it again.
I don't want anyone to be upset with my daughter. Okay. This is important. Mm-hmm. I want to say that. Maybe I shouldn't even say this out loud, but I think you're going to be upset with her.
I could never.
At the same time, she was the biggest Twilight head and a Swiftie.
Okay.
And then she's turned to the dark side on both. She doesn't, she's mad at Taylor. She doesn't, she's like, ugh, Arctic monkeys are death. Like, she just wants, rock and no more. You think she'll come back?
Yeah.
Because I want her to come back to Taylor.
Because I feel actually like Mia and I had a similar growing up, because I had the same thing. And then I went into more metal. I was listening to Breaking Benjamin, Disturbed.
Okay.
And now I just...
Oh.
Yeah. And now my whole playlist just bounces back and forth. It'll go from Taylor to
'70s
rock.
You belong to me into Disturbed?
Oh, absolutely. Okay, into ABC by the Jackson. Man, hold on. What happens if we say Disturbed again?
We gotta have that. We gotta, from now on.
My throat is so sore.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
NBC Sports Philadelphia.
You can hear how sore it is. Sorry.
He's now off the hook. The poop series is over. This is something that sports fans look forward to every year.
What is the poop series?
It's when the Philadelphia Phillies play the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Oh.
Have you seen this?
Okay. I don't get it.
So both of the Pirates logo is a P. The Philly logo is also a P.
Okay.
And on the scoreboard, it goes P,
zero,
zero, zero, P. Poop. So it looks like poop until somebody scores a run. That series is now officially over. A lot of people are upset with the scoreboard design. I say,
bring
keep
on the
going.
Poop.
Yeah, bring it on. It's
Let's
hilarious.
Have more poop. Why is it P, zero, zero, P? I don't understand.
The scoreboard.
Yeah,
you have the
scores
logos?
Are in the middle with the logos on the outside.
I got it.
And so some people say you're doing it on purpose or like what? I say, who cares?
Who cares?
It's hilarious.
It's funny, yeah.
It's always great.
Live a little.
All right, thank you. That was good news.
Good evening.
Good evening.
John Lithgow. I always have the hardest
sound
time
it out
saying
in your head first.
I want to say Lithgow, but there's not that second
I think
out.
It's Gow.
I thought it was Lithgow.
Lithgow, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, yeah. That's better. Okay, John Lithgow.
What is he? When you hear his name, what is the first role that comes into your head?
The one with the cutie from he's an alien. He's the cutie, brown hair, Zooey Deschanel.
Is it a TV show?
Yeah,
Third Rock from the Sun.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, it's got Joseph Gordon-Levitt in it. Doesn't
the,
it?
That's the cutie.
Yeah,
he's the cutie.
He was my first.
Why'd
crush.
You say Zooey Deschanel?
Because he used to. They did a movie together. They sang. They
did.
Do you not follow my thought?
Zooey Deschanel has nothing
days
to do with
of summer. I think is what it's called. Yeah, I think of Lord Farquaad.
Oh,
I think of Shrek.
He's Lord Farquaad.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. He is. That's weird. I think of Dexter.
Oh. He's in Dexter.
He's the Trinity Killer in season 4.
Spoiler alert. Just kidding.
No, you kind of know he's the Trinity Killer the whole time.
Oh.
But he kills Rita. Oop, there you go.
Oh, no. Anyways, he is adding another role to his resume.
Okay.
He is playing Dumbledore in the new Harry Potter HBO series.
Oh.
Why?
How do you feel about this?
I honestly don't know.
Yeah.
Because I picture Third Rock John.
Yeah, why don't they just do what we all wanted in the first place and get Gandalf to do it?
I don't think he can anymore. I think...
They had Richard Harris propped up there with smoke
until
and mirrors.
He died.
I know. Just do it again. John can come in later. Sorry.
That's terrible.
These are all great stories
today.
That's
two rips today.
We've got a lot of rip.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
More great news coming on today, February 25th, as it is exactly 10 months until Christmas. Woo!
I can't get excited because St. Patrick's Day is my favorite holiday. And that's,
is it really?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to.
So what do you want us to do?
Couple weeks till St. Patrick's Day!
What are we? Do you know that I got married on St. Patrick's Day?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, that was my wedding anniversary. So.
Oh.
So we can celebrate something else.
We'll be drinking.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Why am I so in love with Kylie Kelce?
She's cool.
She's beyond cool.
I don't know much about her, if I'm being honest. I started listening to the Call Her Daddy podcast with her.
Oh, she was on Call Her Daddy? Is that what this is from, probably?
I don't know.
Kylie, if you don't know, everybody knows who Travis Kelce is because he's dating Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. And his brother is on all the TV commercials. I'm speaking to people who don't know about sports. If you see a gray bearded man who's kind of large, it's him.
Just turn the TV on.
Beautiful eyes.
That guy, that's him.
He's such stunning a great guy. Eyes.
And he loves her.
Yeah.
I don't mean to be weird
about
this.
They met on Hinge. Did you know that?
They did?
Yeah.
He passed out on their first date.
That's hilarious.
He was so drunk, he passed out.
She had no idea who he was and used a terrible icebreaker.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was he already an eagle? Or was he just big in college? I don't remember.
He definitely was known. I don't think he was an eagle yet, though.
He was famous on his...
Yeah.
Because they're from, New Heights or whatever, Ohio, I think. Here's the weird thing, and I don't know if Tiak will like or hate this. She's perfect, and he's just this lovable teddy bear dude.
Mm-hmm.
It's Tiak and Ange.
Yeah.
You're the same. You love your wife so much. She supports you. She's perfect. Mm. You guys are great parents. You're just like, mwah,
I gotta get more commercial deals.
Yeah, you should. You should be doing soup commercials.
Yeah, I eat soup. I could. You guys hate me. I'd eat it.
You're that. Here's the thing. She, as a wife, takes no crap from anyone and rules the roost with her husband. Like, they're just a perfect team. They have this balance. And she is a mom. Like, she's come out and we talked about her recently. I think she, her kids, Paris Hilton had the same thing. Her kids were cussing and she's like, yeah.
Yeah.
We live in Philadelphia. Shut up. Yeah. Our kids know cuss words. Don't know what to tell you.
I take that. That's a big compliment. Thank you. I like that.
I think you're
my wife's from PA originally too, Pennsylvania. So
there you
there's
go.
A, there's a, another connection.
Well, you're the Kelces of Parker.
Okay. Yeah.
If that's a thing.
Woo!
Her new thing is that she's come out against, and I love her for this. And I don't know where the hacks are on this. She refuses. There's a new trend where if it's you have two kids and soon it will be one of your kids' birthdays and not the other.
Mm-hmm.
When people come to that party, a lot of people are going, the other kid's kind of little and they'll see their sibling getting all the presents. Just bring a little something for them too.
What?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
what?
God, you know the thing where it's like at a birthday party. Now you have to give presents to everybody who comes to the party. You have to have some sort of party favor,
favor
for everybody who comes to your party.
Oh,
it's not your birthday. It's not your birthday.
That's not new, though. That's been going on.
That's been going on for a while. This next step is for the siblings of the birthday kid.
No way.
And
no
Kylie Kelce is exactly that. She's like, nope, it's not their birthday. If they don't learn, if you can't handle it being a special day for somebody else, then how are you going to get through life?
Yeah, exactly. Life is that way all the time. It will be your special day
someday.
When it's your special day.
Correct.
And right now we're celebrating your sibling and
you're still getting cake.
Right. Yeah. We're all up in this. It's a win.
Leave it to Aaron. Aaron's like, everybody step aside. Where's the cake? But I mean, there's something generous and cool about it if it happens naturally. Like, I don't think it's terrible to bring a kid something, but if you require it of basically everybody, that's another story.
It's too much. Already, it's a great problem to have. I admit that. But there are so many people in my kid's life who love my kids.
Yes.
Family, cousins, my siblings, aunts, uncles, that every birthday, there's so many gifts. Every Christmas, there's so many gifts all the time that we don't need more. And in fact, my sister actually told me about something that she's heard her friends do where they have a birthday party and say it's his fifth birthday, right? So they go, no presents. Everyone just bring $5 and we'll pool the money. And then he'll go to the store. He'll pick out one thing
is genius.
With the $35 that he has from the party. And
because instead of you having to make space for 20 more toys,
mm-hmm.
that he'll play with for 1 second each.
Exactly. Exactly. And then the parents are spending more than $5 on these gifts, on 100%. The toys for the kids. So everyone, you save a little money. We don't have a bunch of junk taking up space. And the kid actually gets to pick out, what do you want? This is your present that you get to pick.
Oh,
my
God.
Okay? Are you on board with that? Completely?
I think that's
genius. I've never heard a better idea in my life.
To me, I like it. It feels weird to go, bring money. I don't know. It's
bring
it feels,
$5?
Yeah, it feels
like if you
weird.
Told me I have to bring 10 times his age, now we have a problem.
Yeah.
But bring in $5?
Yeah, and just saying in lieu of gifts.
$5. And don't you dare violate. For his age. Everybody's just bringing $5. That's killer.
Okay. All right.
I love that.
Maybe. Well,
let's start a podcast that is the Kelseys of Parker, okay, featuring Ahak and T-Hack.
I turn 34 next year, so we'll be everyone can
I'm
bring 34.
Busy.
We'll go. Okay.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
Okay. I am going to start right now by saying I am aware that I have been a jerk to.
Oh, thank God.
Each of you in my own way, in different ways. But I mean, we're having fun, right?
Yeah, so much fun.
Okay, dang it.
Yep. Punching bag A and B. Reporting for duty.
Do not. Now see.
He's on it, boss.
Here's the thing. Tiak knows that there's a bunch of Yahoo texters that are going to text you, yes, Licker. Like he's playing. Stop playing to those people.
Okay, yeah. We're having fun. I agree. We poke fun at you too. Like everyone,
you do.
I don't know. Like we're adults. You know,
yes.
We can handle ourselves. We poke back a little bit.
You guys are mean to me a lot.
Okay.
Oh, chill. Okay.
See, so this is why this is difficult for me, because I feel like I'm mean to you a lot, and I had this. I don't know what was happening. I was in like this, you know, reels like thing, and. Okay. I'm having this vulnerable moment. There was a question asked on one of the reels. For some reason, my algorithm right now gives me that. What's that motivational dude? Simon Sinek or whatever his name is. He's a business.
You'd
recognize him if you saw him. Like he has these very, but it's guys like him who say these.
Oh yeah,
super.
I've seen.
You know
like
that.
He's popped. I didn't know his name, but he's popped up. I've seen like 1,000 of his videos.
Yeah, he's just so inspirational and blah 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 blah.
Okay.
So he or someone like him asked a question, and I want to ask you guys this question. I'm very scared that your answer is going to be the opposite of mine. And I want to know what it means for me. Okay. But here's the question. Pretend you're single. Easy for two of us in the room.
Woo, check.
Okay.
Would you date you?
Yeah, I'm a catch.
I knew you'd answer that. I knew you'd say that.
Is that bad? I'm sorry. We should let Tiak respond.
No, yeah, go.
I think so. Yeah. Maybe if I were a little cuter. But other than that, yeah, I think so.
You would.
I like to do all the things that I like to do, so that, like we'd be a good match, right?
Okay.
Like we could watch QVC together. We could like get fast food together.
I don't think I'd date me at all. I just
no,
would be,
I don't. That's you are not your type.
That's what, and like that doesn't like I'm.
You're mine.
Am I though? Would you
no.
date me?
Let's
pretend.
No, hell no.
That's right. That like so. Am I just undateable?
No.
Yeah, I
no.
think I might. You guys no. and I'm not. I swear to God, I'm not fishing. But like, I had this epiphany while watching this thing, going like, "Well, if I wouldn't date me, then who the F would?
Well, I'm a little confused. So I think I would date myself, but there are things that I would find annoying. Like I'm very insecure, I guess. I'm
yes.
very like, and I'm the talky one.
Yes.
And then I need my wife balances me out. So I don't know, like that might not go well if I'm dating another person who's just as insecure and just will not shut up in the same way that I will not shut up. Like that, I could see that wouldn't go well, but overall, I think it'd be okay.
I think it's very healthy that you would, but like, I just think the more I would get to know me, the more I'd be like, you know, you date somebody and like at the very beginning, I think I'd be great to date at the beginning because I'd take me to great restaurants. Like
you love bomb.
Yeah, I would love. Yes, I definitely. Oh my God. Do I do that? I do that. Don't I?
I don't know, actually. I don't know what you do.
I think I'm a little bit of a bummer.
You're also in a unique position, just as long as we're pulling the curtain back. Like, you are Slacker. You're on the radio. People know you. And there's an element of, like, that's exciting, I would think, for a new relationship. Like, I'm dating Slacker, and we're going to these nice restaurants. Yes. And he's Slacker, and he knows everyone, and people want to say hi. And, like, this is cool.
And what's the shelf life of that?
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, 18 minutes. A couple weeks in, it's like, oh my God, you're still Slacker. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And people expect you to be, that's the other side of it, is people expect you to be that even when you don't feel like it, and that's not always fair either, because we've gotten to see that.
I don't know where, like, I don't know what to do with this. Am I unhealthy because I wouldn't? I think it's hilarious to, like, were you being serious when you instantly said, F yeah, I'm a catch?
Yeah.
Wow. I wish I wanted to date me.
But I also have, I'm totally aware that, like, at the same time, I feel like I don't deserve much, which is why I date red flags and why it always just falls apart so quickly. So this is very introspective of you to be like, no, I don't like myself enough to date myself. So this is perfect. Let's figure out what we should work on.
No, I don't want to work on anything.
Well, you gotta.
I don't think you can fix this.
You can.
No, you can't.
You for sure can't. No. I know it's so sappy and just like whatever, but like, how do you expect someone to love you if you don't love yourself?
That's okay. That's weird. I love myself a lot. Look at these forearms.
Yeah. You don't respect yourself?
No, I mean, here's the other thing. And like, this place, the curtain is all the way open. At different times where I've gone to therapy in my career, the bosses, none of the bosses we currently have.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it was a different company. Great. Whatever. Okay. They've literally said, go ahead, work on yourself. Just not too much.
Really? What?
Because we're paid to be
unhinged.
Yes. Wow. And they're like, please remain at least a little bit of the nut job, insecure piece of hell that you currently are. Because I think if I got fixed, I might be dateable, but I'd be unemployed.
Wow. So does that mean me and Aaron should be unemployed?
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
That's when the board flips over, right?
What? That's a kickflip. Okay. The ollie's just the jump.
You guys, everyone, we're on the air.
I need to look at... Hello. Oh, sorry.
Hi. Conversation. Let's focus on...
We're talking shredding, bruh.
Will you teach me? I've always wanted to learn.
Aaron, you are not helpful right now. Yeah. Tiak is... This is... How old are you?
33.
You are too young to have
like I never left.
This is a midlife crisis.
No.
You're having a midlife crisis.
No, I don't
think so. This is 100% a midlife crisis. Tiak, it just asked me. I thought it was
a
very...
You can do an ollie?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, I had to look it up.
I don't know what an ollie is, but like, can you turn your weird screen around to me?
Yeah. It's a GIF, so it... You kick the board up off the ground.
It's like super...
Okay.
Yeah, that's impressive.
So Tiak asked me a question about buying a basketball hoop. Will he be able to move a basketball hoop with water or sand in it?
Yeah.
And I'm like, unless you're extremely weak in the arms, which is possible in that sweater.
Come on. My Billy Crystal sweater.
I like it.
Everyone Google Billy Crystal sweater and you'll...
Is that really what that's called?
No, it's like...
Hold on.
It's what he wears in When Harry Met Sally, I think.
This show could not be... Okay.
No, it's not that.
So while we're talking about that, he's... And I'm like, you didn't... By the way, you don't...
I'm sorry, are you talking?
It's going to be easy to move the basketball hoop because it's small for Leo. Leo's 5 years old. Four years old.
Yeah.
Like it's going to be easy. And he's like, no, man, it's for me.
Yeah.
And I'm like...
I'm back.
And then he follows it up with the next sentence. Please do it. Please deliver it the same way.
I bought a skateboard last week.
And then you said the thing you've already said.
I'm back. Okay. I'm back, baby. Let's go. I need a hobby.
Do you understand?
I'm enough sitting around waiting for hobbies to come to me.
I am proud of him for that because he's been complaining about wanting a hobby, wanting friends for like a year, but hasn't left the house to do anything.
And you think a skateboard is going to... What is a skateboard?
Aaron's already impressed with me. I could be lying about this whole thing. She's already impressed.
Do you know the things that Tiak does for the show every day?
Yeah, like he does a lot.
Grabs all the audio and then he makes the blogs. He makes the podcast. Mm-hmm. He organizes everything, sends emails, all that stuff. Are you prepared to do all those things?
We're not losing him.
Yeah, why?
When both of his wrists are broken, you're going to have to do all the computer stuff.
No, actually, when you break your wrist, it's like writing with a pencil that you can't do. They actually move you to computers, so like he's safe.
No, he'll be like, he's going to be like the dude in Office Space after he backed his car out and got, he's in like, he's going to be in the traction thing with the neck
halo.
Hold on,
another thing I have to Google.
So I'm not picking this up. I used to skateboard and I used to play basketball.
You used to be in shape. Now you are a shape, but you're not in shape.
I got to get back.
You can't jump on a skateboard at 33.
Oh, he had like full-on headgear.
Yes! That's going to be hack.
So my son is getting into skateboarding, and so he has like a little tiny skateboard that he's riding.
Cute.
And I can't get on it because I'm too big. It's like a little kid's one. And I was like, I can't show you how to skateboard until I got to get a skateboard again. I got to go back. So I went to the skate shop. You know, like,
did you feel out of place?
Is there a
very
skate,
much
like,
so.
Did you, like,
it was like, called like BC Sports or something. Yeah, it's kind of down by Park.
You know BC Surf and Sports.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that place.
Yeah,
that's where I buy. Hell yeah, bro. When you're taking a last minute winter trip to Mexico and you're like, oh my God, none of my swimsuits fit, that's where you go. Because they sell swimsuits all
year round. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, so I went because I was like, I need to get on a skateboard so I can show my son how to do it. And now I'm like, I like it. You are right. I'll give you some credit. Because I can, as I get on the skateboard, my mind is going, all right, kick, push, hop on, do it, ride it. And my body's going,
You don't do this anymore.
Yeah, you don't remember how to do this. It's been almost 20 years.
Do you
probably.
Wear wrist guards?
No. Come on, dude.
Do you wear knee pads?
No.
Do you wear a helmet?
I'm a street skater.
Do you wear a helmet?
No, I don't.
You gotta.
No.
That's
do you want your kid
thing.
To wear a helmet?
Yeah, I know.
Then and you have to wear a helmet. Bro, I know you want to be cool. Here's the thing.
Helmets are cool. Okay.
I can ski backwards faster than most people can ski forward. And the first few times I took my children skiing, I just went up with my crazy, I've got like a Rasta hat that I wear.
Okay.
That way they can find me on the slopes. And I'm making them wear helmets. And they're like, why don't you wear one then?
Because I'm better than you.
Goes so far, but then when they're
picking...
You
say picking... that to us every day. I don't know why would you...
Yeah, why aren't you guys wearing your helmets? Radio is hard. You need to wear a helmet, and you should probably
that's
fair. Because if you want your kid to not be a copay...
Yeah. But now I can show him, and also it helps Leo, because now he has a bigger skateboard to practice onto. So we're kind of doing it together, and then as I'm getting the skateboard, I'm like, I could be all the way back. I could get a basketball hoop for the driveway, just like I spent my
when
entire
you say
life...
back, what the... Whoa.
Yeah, that was close.
That was super close.
Yeah.
I'm very passionate about this. You can't say I'm back and then say this isn't a midlife crisis. A midlife crisis is when you go like and you're clinging to your failing youth.
No.
Is when you go like no, come back. I want that back. No,
I think there's a fine line between a midlife crisis and just like going back and enjoying things that you used to enjoy, because speaking for millennials, life has just been trash this entire time. Tia cannot have a midlife crisis because his whole life has been a crisis.
Yeah.
Hasn't. You guys act like you've had hard things.
I said millennials. I'm Gen Z.
Yeah, but you said we because you like jump around. You're like this. Yeah. Like,
well, to me, a midlife crisis is like, I got to get the red sports car that I've never had before. To me, I'm like, I want to ride a skateboard again like I used to do.
Yeah.
It's not the same.
No, because.
Or I want to be back.
Okay, so you playing guitar, is that a midlife crisis?
100%.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. No, but I'm actually awesome. I'm awesome at it. I'm not like trying something that I'm
What's
like,
wrong
I am
with-
an amazing guitar player. Sorry. Tiak, I like, he's going to make me sleep in his neighborhood with binoculars because this is.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I am not a good skateboarder. I never was. I was kind of a poser, but now I'm back at it. I can pick it up again. Just try it and help my son. The basketball, I was a good basketball player. So that's like, that's what we're really back. That's what I get enjoyment out of. That's a hobby for me.
You have a driveway, bro. You can't dribble up the driveway. So you're gonna have to put it on the street and then you're not gonna be looking and you're gonna die. Like, a car is going to go through you at 90 miles an hour while your horrified son looks on.
It's a residential area.
Does anybody, 303-222-5423. Do we think this is a midlife crisis?
No.
Or am I the only one? I'm not asking you. You can text in.
All right, hold on. Let me get my
hobbies. I need something to do. I need just, I can go out, I can shoot.
Do something for a man wearing a sweater like that. Like knit.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. We were out of time, and now we have to just talk about this. We have to talk about what we were just talking about.
Something is coming back up. I don't know what it is, but...
For some reason, there's a study out that you shouldn't... I think this came from the study about caffeinated beverages, right?
Yeah.
Kids are not supposed... Like, if your child has a latte and they're under the age of 18, you're failing as a parent.
Or even, like, there's teas that have a lot of caffeine in it.
A soda? Yeah. Other than, I just found out today, I was today years old, when I found out that root beer doesn't have caffeine in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Root beer, Sprite, like 7-Up, Sprite. All the
no caffeine. For some reason, Dr. Pepper has caffeine though. Right?
It does, yeah. Okay. And orange.
Why would root beer not?
I don't know. But I don't think any root beer ever has caffeine in it. And orange soda typically doesn't either, but it has
a crap ton of sugar.
way more than, yeah.
Anyway, so the study, we were talking about the study, deciding whether we want to talk about it on the air, which clearly we just did. but it got us into the way we grew up. Tiak and I grew up very similar in that. Like the beverage that was on our dinner table and lunch table was milk.
Absolutely.
Period.
Period, yeah.
No water, just milk.
Mm-hmm. Every meal, milk. Yeah.
And when I think about, there's something about now, me, alcohol and I, or even, not even alcohol, but most, like, when I think of Italian food, you gotta have a good, big, fat red with it. A great red wine. You know, sushi, you're gonna have a white wine or some sake or some Japanese beer. Like there's these pairings. Mm-hmm. The idea of eating a red... I'm gonna try to get through the sentence without throwing up. Eating a red sauce with milk.
I'll do the spaghetti... And a milk? You guys got milk here?
I can feel
it's
the tomatoes.
So gross.
I can feel the tomatoes like interacting with the milk and creating barf in my stomach.
You know, do the tall pour while you're at it.
Okay.
Tuna. We use tuna and milk.
Oh my God.
You cannot cannot.
The idea of eating tuna fish.
But that was how school was too. They just give you milk. You can have chocolate milk, I guess, at school. But no matter what, the pizza, milk.
But most of the
tenderloin
school
milk
food.
You had
didn't
tenderloin
have
at school.
Yeah, we had tenderloins.
No, like you had round steak or something nasty. It wasn't.
They
tenderloin.
Called it tenderloin.
Yeah, wasn't that. But I mean, there's not.
They
enough
called it milk too. I don't know what we were drinking.
It was really milk. But just food in school doesn't have flavor. But like I'm talking about, oh my God. The tuna, I can't get
it's
that out of
so
my head.
It's so gross.
The idea of firing down cold. So you have
milk?
The aversion too, Aaron?
Oh,
what happened
absolutely.
To you? Why are you anti-milk?
So my brother and I, we used to go through like a gallon a day growing up.
Just
whoa.
The two of you. Just
yeah.
Corking it.
Yeah, we loved it. And I don't know what happened.
My son was the same. He got lactose intolerant. He drank so much.
I don't think I got to that point, but I want to say I figured out where milk came from, and I was like, "That's gross." I don't know.
How do you eat any? If you peel a few layers off of any food you put in your body, you got it.
But it's like we're the only species that
eats another animal's milk.
Yeah, it's gross. So gross.
And why just that animal? Like while we're at
there's goat's milk and stuff.
There's still a wider
milk.
Range out there that we could.
I go to an almond farm and watch them milk the almonds. Even oats. I've got a friend who milks his oat collection. So anyway, we got to this point. This is where we were when the song ran out and we had no choice but to come on here. I am a kindred spirit of Aaron. I agree that like milk and tuna. Huh. If you're a person who...
And he said chocolate milk and tuna too, which just, I don't...
Chocolate milk makes it better.
Because
it takes some of the edge off of it.
Yeah. We didn't like the tuna growing up, so we got to have chocolate milk whenever we would have tuna. But just like add the Nesquik
did
powder.
What did they put in the tuna? Was it like celery and oh God?
No, I think it was Miracle. I think it was Miracle Whip.
But no other crunchy things. Yeah, the tangy zip God. With regular milk. I'm dead serious. We're gonna have to cut this short because I'm on the verge of. I'm
That's
no lie.
I hate Miracle Whip so much.
My gag reflex right now is
Another round for the table.
Okay. But here's my point. whilst I am anti-milk with tuna, anti-milk with red sauce.
Okay. What about a tenderloin?
I have a beef with Erin. She won't put milk on her cereal.
No, like I don't. The only dairy I have is like cheese, yogurt, ice cream.
So then you're a hypocrite.
I know. I still have dairy, but like I cannot just have a glass. I cannot just
have
it
straight. I didn't ask you to have a glass.
I don't want it just in like.
But you know what happens when Cinnamon Toast Crunch hits milk?
I don't want it. I don't. Nope. Oh. I would rather just eat the Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
What's your problem?
I hate cereal so much.
What?
I hate cereal. We're going to have to cut
it. I give everyone listening permission to leave. Never listen to the show again. You don't eat cereal?
No, never.
You eat like a five-year-old.
Never. Now, yeah, my kids are starting. They're getting into cereal. Oh, it's gross. They just leave it sitting around. I got to clean up the extra that it spills all over it.
Spills? What spills? Tell me they drink the milk.
I don't know. Sometimes they
do. Oh my God, there's nothing but communists on this show.
Yeah, I figured T-Hack would be a cereal guy.
So you eat dry cereal.
Absolutely.
Total just mistake.
I pour it in a bowl, use a spoon still.
You still use
it? But it's dry.
That's offensive, I think. That's weirdly.
That is so offensive to me on so many levels. What? My mom's maiden name was Kellogg. Post. It was one of those. No, okay. So Erin, ugh. T-Hack.
Never eat cereal. My wife loves Frosted Flakes. It's like her...
Frosted Flakes are the bomb.
That's like her dirty passion. What do you call it? Her secret? I can't even focus.
I think your
passion?
Like her secret thing, you know?
Her guilty pleasure.
There it is. Thank you.
Her dirty passion. Tony the Tiger.
There's a brand new podcast featuring A-Hack. It's Dirty Passions with A-Hack. And she just sits there and ASMRs a whole bowl of Frosted Flakes. And then just... And then she takes a dollop of Miracle Whip.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story. Listen, it's just public service announcement for criminals. Eat before you commit a crime.
Okay.
Simple.
Yeah.
And I'll explain why this is important in a second.
Okay. I have a story. You know, we used to be a society that valued things like consistency. Reliability.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Why is everyone angry?
I don't know.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Olympia, Washington.
What?
I don't know what they sound like.
It's like California, except more north. So it's like Canadian California is like, duh.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Amazon's just down the road.
Yeah, right.
Seattle. Okay, so this guy, he got a DUI, which is a big no-no.
Don't do that.
He crashed his car at 9:47 p.m. The police showed up. They gave him a breathalyzer. He was way over the limit.
Oh.
Took him to jail. They did all the paperwork. They let him go.
Good.
Because he passed. But yes, drink and drive.
Don't drink and drive.
Then the next night.
Okay.
This guy is driving again.
Okay.
He's drinking again.
Oh, boy.
Sir.
He crashes into the exact same spot as he did the previous night.
Oh, boy.
At 9:47 again.
Okay.
So this guy clearly has a pattern.
Oh, man, it's not funny.
Police came.
Nobody else got hurt, right? Just this idiot?
Police said, is this like the Twilight Zone? I'm having deja vu.
Me again.
Yeah.
Hi.
They gave him a second DUI two nights in a row. And I
did
think
they just set up a whole roadblock right there? It's like, oh, look, it's 9:46. Here he comes.
I think they kept him.
Decided they're not going to let him.
So... his pattern's disrupted, thankfully.
Disrupted pattern. My story comes out of Florida!
Let's go!
I got a dude went into a discount dollar store. They're not even dollar stores anymore, are they?
No, they're like $5.
Yeah.
Went into the store and stole about $50 worth of cleaning supplies.
Ooh.
Manager was alerted to him grabbing all this stuff and trying to make a beeline out of the store. He unfortunately was hungry while he was stealing and also grabbed a box of Goldfish crackers.
Okay.
Started munching on the crackers. Manager chased him out of the store, and to throw the manager off the trail, he hurled the crackers at the manager. Police were then called. They grabbed the Goldfish crackers, dusted him for prints.
Stop.
He was on file because he has a lengthy rap sheet.
No.
And he was arrested later on that evening.
If he would have just stuck with the cleaning supplies yes! and not messed with the goldfish, Hello? He would have made a clean getaway.
Oh. That was on purpose, wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
He would have.
He would have. I'm not going to do my pun about gold thin Gerprints.
Mm.
I was trying to think of something with the snack that smiles back. But I can't quite
How
get it.
How about we circle back and we make this funny tomorrow?
Great. Perfect.
Those are all the stupid people we can find. Must be 947 for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.